So this next session is going to be a meditation. So if you're eating, you should stop. Or you can eat after. It should only be about like 10 minutes. And also you're invited and suggested to sit a little bit differently. So when we meditate, we try to connect with the ground and the sky. So if you can have your feet touching something, so either sit on the ground or on the table, just switch up what you're doing. And if you're in a chair, just sit on the very edge of the chair with your feet on the ground or your legs cross-legged so you can feel your feet. Yeah, let's turn the lights off. I know Priya wants to take a photo. What?
I don't want to be front center.
Oh, no. So any photo, yeah, is not of everybody. Yeah. If you can't hear me, you can come in. I'm not going to talk that loudly. So this meditation we're going to do is called a metta meditation, M-E-T-T-A. And it's all around the concept of loving kindness. So they say that compassion is the sister to mindfulness in Buddhism. It's not just about us being able to be present and non-reactive to the world around us, but it's also about us being able to meet our lives, the people we meet, everything that happens with compassion. And it's becoming the forefront of a lot of psychology research and a lot of mindfulness research now. They're showing that compassion is really what takes us to that next level of being able to live out some of these principles. So we're gonna do a metta meditation. If you're uncomfortable at all when you're sitting, switch how you're sitting. You don't need to be strict with yourself. We'll start just by a little bit of breathing to ground ourselves. Sometimes I like to place one hand on my belly, one hand on my heart, so I can feel my breath. And the meditation starts first by giving love and kindness to ourselves. We then move towards somebody it's easy to give love and kindness towards. And then we last bring it to somebody or something that's really difficult for us to love or to find kindness or compassion for. So I'll lead you through all of those. If you're having a hard time with the more difficult one, sometimes it helps to picture that person as a baby or imagine somebody who really loves them, giving them a hug. So I'll remind you of that in a little bit. But start with just your eyes closed or focused nowhere in particular down in front of you. Just feel the flow of your breath in your body. Notice where your breath likes to travel in your body. Notice maybe where it has a little bit of trouble traveling. Take a little body scan, noticing where you tend to hold tension, noticing where you tend to hold peace. With each exhale, feel your body grounding even further into the earth. With each inhale, and see if you could embody the presence or the image of a smile. Taking that nice, tender, peaceful gentleness of a smile. Allowing that energy to come through your breath, filling your belly, your heart, your face. We begin first by offering compassion to ourselves. I'll repeat a series of phrases. Repeat these in your head, saying it to yourself. May I be safe. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong and healthy. May I be free. May I be safe. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be strong and healthy. May I be free. Allowing these words to resonate throughout your body. Noticing if they're difficult for you to accept. And so you can imagine sending them to a younger version of yourself, or imagine a friend sending them to you. Moving on to somebody that you love. It could be somebody in this class. It could be a lover, a friend. Picturing them in your heart's eye. Say to them now, may you be safe. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong and healthy. May you be free. May you be safe. May you be both happy and peaceful. May you be strong and healthy. May you be free. Imagine these words getting sent out on your breath, filling the life, the body, the heart, whatever person you're imagining. Now moving on towards somebody who it's more difficult to love. Maybe it's a political figure, professor, a friend who's hurt you, a patient who offended you. Bring them in. Again, if you have a hard time saying these words towards this person, first just connect back with your breath, hearing it, feeling it in your body. And then try to imagine them as a baby. And say to them now, may you be safe. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be strong and healthy. May you be free. May you be safe. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be both strong and healthy. May you be free. Connect back with your breath here, bringing your attention back to your body. Feel your breath filling your tummy, front, back, side to side. And then imagine your breath traveling outside and just a little bit further than your body, like a glowing light around you. Imagine that light with your breath extends a little further and begins to fill this whole room. Take that attention, that light, and bring it beyond this room into the whole building. Take your awareness, your light beyond there. Bring it up past the trees, into the sky. Breathing with the awareness and the light that reaches all the way out to the sky. Feeling yourself held present in this more vast awareness. Know that here you have the space to bring your loving kindness, your compassion to everything. Bring that awareness, that light, back down through the sky, the trees, the building, the room, and right back into your body. Allow your eyes to gently flicker open. So that's a loving kindness meditation. It's something that you can use when you're working on patients, like if you're doing hands-on with them and they've just been having a hard day or you're having a hard time connecting with them. You can just say some of those words either to yourself if you feel personally frustrated, or you can send them to your patient. If you feel like they might be of assistance to them. So I have resources to share if you'd like any. Thanks for coming.